Hello there, my angels, and welcome back to the channel. I'm so excited because today I'm going to be talking about my favorite topic, personal growth, duh. So these are some hacks, or I guess you could call them mindset shifts, to help you along your personal growth journey. This is all about inner work, accomplishing your goals, living in alignment, living your best life, whatever your desire is. You can apply these hacks. The first hack is consistency. I love this hack because it's not really a hack. It's a simple proven method. Consistency. When you're working towards any of your goals, especially in your personal growth, you have to stay consistent. You may not be able to do so much in one day, but make sure that you're showing up every single day and doing something. Consistency over long periods of time is the key to up-leveling any area of your life. Whether you're trying to learn a new skill, whether you're trying to manifest something, or you're just trying to improve your mindset in general, you have to stay consistent. So in terms of personal growth, this can look like doing your affirmations every single day, taking time to meditate every single day, exercising every single day, taking time to meal prep once a week, taking time to plan out your schedule so you're using your time efficiently. Whatever area of your life you're trying to hone in and level up, you can use consistency to your benefit. The second hack that you need to use is prioritization. It's so funny because sometimes I ask people, I'm like, well, what are your priorities? What are your to-do tasks today? And they have a list of like 30 priorities. A priority, by definition, is the most important thing. So honestly, you shouldn't have more than 1, 2, maybe 3 priorities for the day if they're like not super big priorities. The point of a priority is to focus on that thing. I see so many people, and by the way, I've made this mistake too, of trying to do everything and trying to waste time doing all the tasks that I think I should be doing. But when I really ask myself what goals are important and what really matters to me, those are the only things I should be focusing on. And then if I have extra time, I should do all the other responsibilities. But focus on the goals and the priorities that you actually care about, not the ones that your parents created for you, not the one that your boyfriend cares about or your girlfriend cares about, not the one that your parents want for you or your kids want for you. Do what you want to do. You know what your values are. Set your priorities according to what is important to you. Cut out all that extra BS so you can have more time to focus on what really matters. The third hack is to master the ability to learn and also unlearn. So obviously, if you've been to school before, you know how to learn. You study, you read it, you repeat it, and then you just know it. That's how you learn. So how do you unlearn? Well, you have to constantly correct past limitations or past beliefs. So at every single step of the way, you should be asking yourself if your current beliefs, thoughts, and assumptions are serving your goals. Because if they're not, if they're working against you, you need to automatically disqualify them, burn them, and throw them in the garbage. You have to be able to unlearn these habits and these thought patterns that just aren't serving you. You do this through repetition, through reprogramming. This is a process I teach in my Rewired Play Shop course. So if you want to go more in depth, all my courses are linked in the description. I have the Divinely Compensated course if you want to monetize your passion online. And I also have the Quantum Journaling course if you love journaling and you want to know all the prompts that are going to help you manifest your best life. Growth hack number 4 is self-reflection, okay? If you have a journaling practice, then you're probably already doing this to a certain extent, but I want you to amp this up. So every single day, I want you to verbally affirm and verbally point out every single success you had in that day. I want you to verbally or on paper in your journal reflect on what your thoughts were that day, areas for improvement, times when you felt happy and grateful, times when you felt stressed. Why did you feel stressed? What triggered the stress? Was it something that happened? Was it something someone said? What feeling did you get? Why do you feel that way? Is this tied to some deeper core belief that you need to reprogram? This is the kind of self-reflection you need to do every single day. Question every single thought that crosses your mind, because until you have examined that thought and signed off on it, approved on it, it should not stay in your mind. Okay, every single thought that you accept and you continue to affirm manifests your reality. You are using affirmations whether you know it or not, by the way. Like when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, my skin is dry, that's an affirmation. When you complain about your coworkers, that's an affirmation. When you say, oh, she's so catty, that's an affirmation. Do you realize that you are affirming that behavior? Energetically, you are actually attracting more of that cattiness that you're complaining about. So stop complaining about everything and start examining your beliefs, examining your thoughts every single day. The fifth growth hack is surrounding yourself with positive energy. Allow yourself to sort of give yourself a little positivity boost. Okay, eat foods that nourish you and that you also enjoy, foods that boost your mood, right? Surround yourself with people that support you. Don't be around people that bring you down. Don't be around people that are negative, because how are you going to get yourself out of the gutter and be in a place where you are feeling healthy and emotionally well if you constantly surround yourself with people that don't have the proper mindset, people that have fixed mindsets, victim mindsets? You don't want to be in that crowd. Trust me, the impact that your community can have on you is huge. It's super strong. I mean, why do you think parents complain about the music? They complain about what they're teaching in school. They complain about the video games, what's in the movies, because you are easily programmed by what you surround yourself with, especially these young kids that are listening to these things that it may not be to their best benefit to listen to these things. Just like how you need to use discernment for what you watch, what you listen to, you also need to have discernment with who you surround yourself with. Make sure that you are able to clearly identify who is having a positive impact on you and who's having a negative impact. The impact could also be neutral. Neutral is fine, but obviously you want to hang out with people that actually improve your life, not just keep you in the same place, because we all want to grow and improve. Obviously you're watching this video because you're interested in personal growth. You're interested in leveling up. So you clearly don't want to stay where you are. You want to improve. Do this by surrounding yourself with people that challenge you, people that inspire you, watching content that opens up your mind in some way. Right, investing in your personal growth, surrounding yourself with people that you want to be like them, you want to learn from them. It's so easy to surround yourself by people who are worse off than you, because it's almost like an ego boost, right? This kept me stuck for so long because I'm like, oh, well, my mindset may not be great, but it's better than my friend's mindset. She's like really in her victim mindset. Like, why am I going to be comparing myself to someone who still has inner work to do when I can be comparing myself to someone who's done 10 times more inner work than I have? Someone that I can look up to, not someone that I look down on. That's not fair to me, and it's not fair to the other person. So do yourself a favor and surround yourself by people that are on the same page as you. If you want to join a community, I invite you to join mine. It's free to join. Plus, if you ever decide to get any of my courses, it'll all be in the same app. So it's like your personal wellness hub and wellness community for all your growth. And there's a forum. You're free to interact with other members. Again, like, do whatever you need to do to put yourself in the energy of abundance, to put yourself in the energy of growth and success. With that being said, if you have any comments, don't forget to like and subscribe for more, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye. Mwah.